A policeman in Egypt killed two Israelis and one Egyptian at a tourist site in Alexandria. By AP on October 8, 2023. Cairo, AP. An Egyptian policeman opened fire Sunday on Israeli tourists in the Mediterranean city of Alexandria, killing at least two Israelis and one Egyptian, Israeli and Egyptian authorities said. A statement from Egypt's Interior Ministry said that another person was wounded in the attack at the Pompey's Pillars site in Alexandria. It provided no further details. Israel's foreign ministry identified the wounded person as an Israeli who suffered moderate injuries. The ministry said in a statement that Israeli authorities were working with the Egyptian government to bring the Israelis home. Extra News television channel, which has close ties to Egyptian security agencies, reported that the suspected assailant was detained. The dead Egyptian was a tour guide, according to media outlets. Security forces quickly cordoned off the site of the attack. Graphic footage posted on social media showed two people lying motionless on the ground. Another was seen being helped by a group of men. One woman was heard shouting for an ambulance. The attack triggered mixed reactions from social media users. Some lauded the attack in Alexandria while others condemned the killing of civilians visiting Egypt. Writing on social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, renowned Egyptian writer and TV host Ibrahim Issa called the attack a terrorist crime, adding that any attempt to justify it is a crime against humanity and the nation. Amr Maghdi, researcher with Human Rights Watch, condemned the attack, saying on X, "No justification whatsoever for intentionally targeting Israeli civilians in hashtag Egypt, Gaza or anywhere else." In a message to Americans in Egypt, the U.S. Embassy in Cairo urged them to take precautions as the attack could be related to the clashes between Israel and Palestinian militants. Egypt was the first Arab country to make peace with Israel in the 1970s and has long served as a mediator in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But anti-Israeli sentiment runs high in the country, especially during bouts of violence between Israel and the Palestinians.